Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
Here we are today at the barn with Jill and Francesca, and we are here with Tiffany from Fieldwork Brewing Company. And I just sort of showed up at the barn for an interview, and then Tiffany showed up with beer, and we're going to drink some while we have our interview and taste test this fieldwork. So Tiffany, tell me a little bit about this beer.
This is outdoor. This is a hoppy pilsner. This will eventually become our first year round beer. We make all of our beers on rotation. We have similar styles that we make, so pails, IPAs, double IPAs, stouts, sours, nitro beers. We occasionally make a pilsner. It's very popular, and this one just takes too much time to make. It takes three times the time it takes to make an IPA.
That makes it special.
So eventually when we have the tank space, which might be next month or June, we have several tanks on their way. Then we will be making this year-round, and this will be our ballpark beer, our music venue beer.
Fantastic. And here we are. And here we are at the barn taste testing it.
Cheers.
Jill, I already love your job.
It's very drinkable.
It's good.
Well, continue all with right. your own.
Yes.
So the barn. Tell me all here about the barn. How'd you get here?
How'd we get here?
On a horse.
It was a needs-based concept. Yes? Yes.
You needed to be on the coast side.
We needed to be on the coast. Fell in love with the coast. And just looking for a culinary opportunity. We kept going out eating burgers.
Yeah.
And couldn't find a great one.
Right. And I've had your burger, and it's a great one. I also like What the Cluck. It is the lightest breaded, just wonderful chicken breast, and it's so juicy inside, and the roll, and the arugula that you put on the sauce. What the Cluck? It's very good.
I enjoy clucking myself. We turn a lot of things into verbs here. Yeah. So like when we're on the milkshake machine and the milkshake machine kind of explodes or kicks back, we say that we've been milkshaked. And Andrew now has a pair of goggles that is underneath the machine, so when he gets really into it, we get slammed. You know, you might see us wearing some ski goggles when we're getting milkshaked. And we have this thing when we're in the kitchen making our chicken sandwiches, we say that we're clucking. So, and everybody's loving our chicken sandwich, and now we think we should have a t-shirt, and we should print
What the Cluck. I got clucked at the barn. I think that's a good idea. And so what's another one of the things on the menu that you really like to cook?
What was one of all of it. You know, there's not much on our, there's not a huge menu, but we've got a little bit of everything. We have
the veggie burger was a fun experiment to finally come up with one we ended up with.
How did you do that? I mean, what were the criteria?
Many variations.
You make the veggie burger yourself?
Yes.
We make everything ourselves here, even our own American cheese.
Really?
So everything is...
You make your own American cheese?
We do.
How do you do that?
I can't tell you.
Oh, right. You'd probably have to shoot me or something. I'm sure there's a verb there.
Yes.
I'd be American.
You get stuck in the freezer.
Or cheese.
For the veggie burger, we were just looking to come up with something that wasn't bean-based or tofu-based, and we started working with grains and mushrooms, and we came up with our burger, and now we're selling.
I haven't had that.
We're selling a lot of veggie burgers.
I'll be trying that. That sounds good.
And people are loving them.
You're trying that with my Fieldwork beer.
Yes. What is our next tasting? What's coming up next? I'm ready.
Next would be Stump Pale Ale. This is one of our rotating pale ales, and like all of our pale ales, you're going to get an amazing aroma because we focus on really aromatic hops. So you're getting something that smells like an IPA, but it drinks like a pale ale. Really nice clean malt bill. You're never going to have all the attenuated sugars that you're going to get with some of these other pale ales, but you're also getting hops that we choose that tend to be a little bit more on the floral and fruity side than more of the danky, sticky, resiny hops. It's great for some. That's just not what we like to do at field work. We save our dank for our dank.
I love listening to you. This is great.
How long has field work been around?
We're just coming on our first birthday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm. Huge growth. We're out of Berkeley, off Gilman. And our brewer was originally a specialty brewer at Ballast Point. It's so he's really the grapefruit sculpin guy, as much as he's beleaguered to hear that all the time. He ended up going Modern Times, starting Modern Times, and now he has his own brewery. So,
nice story.
Kicking ass and taking names. Just like you guys. Just like your girls.
Yeah. Here's the kicking ass and taking names.
Who distributes you?
We're self-distributed. We own our trucks. We own our kegs. We
can
do everything ourselves.
Can you do a tap takeover at the barn?
I can. I think you heard it here
yes.
first.
So.
Oh, we're going to have a tap takeover here at the barn.
That's awesome. What a great day.
It is. Getting lots done.
Tell us more about the barn.
All right. What would you like to know?
Well, besides tap takeovers, what other plans do you have in the future? Summer's coming up. Got anything happening? Bicycles?
We're doing our first big event at the barn. We do events at the barn. People have been approaching us. And we are doing our first big event for 150 people for the Square Pegs Foundation, which is a local nonprofit here that works with kids with autism. They do equine therapy.
Right.
So we, you know, we've got lots going on here all the time. Like this morning, we were figuring out our tent situation. So while we're a small venue and we can only fit 34 people inside, we would like to use the outdoor area, so we're going to start tenting and doing more events.
Nice. So. That's great. Good to know. There actually are not enough places on the coast for people to have events. I mean, there's a lot of school auctions and things like that. I think this place would be an excellent place for a school auction, don't you?
We think so.
And I can see you're going to have what the cluck sliders, you know?
Yeah. We have fun with our menu. We have fun in general. We like the barn to be a fun place for everybody and just...
Will you have some music at these events? Are you working with some bands and things like that?
We actually are going to have what's the name of the...
Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride.
It's a Beatles cover band.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've seen those before. Yeah. And have you heard of J7 Studios? They're down there at the...
Yes.
So they've got a lot of musicians. And we're doing... Coastsider Radio is doing a bunch of interviews with them, too. So there's a lot of musical networking right now. And on Coastsider Radio, we have a calendar which has music on it. So whenever you have a music event, we can put it on the calendar. It's all self-submit.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is this a different beer, or is this the same one?
This is a whole new beer for you guys.
This is our third tasting.
This is one of our IPAs. This is called Chenin Blanc IPA, and it's not a clever name. It actually has Chenin Blanc grape juice in this. So you're not going to get a really grapiness to this, but you are going to get the complexity in the middle of this IPA, and you're going to get a really nice dry finish from those grapes.
Mm. I'm not a huge... IPA person, and
I hear that a lot.
I could drink this.
Exactly.
It's a little lighter than some of the heavier IPAs. I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had conversations with people about IPA versus Pilsner.
Hops. You know, you're getting these. First of all, you got to make sure you're using a really nice, clean malt bill, so you're not trying to compete with the hops. Sometimes you balance it out, and you're making a really sweet beer to try to balance the bitterness of the hops. But you can get these hops that taste like pineapple or grapefruit or oranges, orange marmalade even. And if you can have these naturally sweet or interesting hops that don't have those qualities of the bitterness being like pine tar or something, then you get these really drinkable beers and you're like, I don't like IPAs, but I just had three of these.
Right. What's your background?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm one of the co-presidents of the Pink Boots Society, which is our Bay Area chapter of a national organization to help promote women in beer and educate and create awareness. I've been managing the Western Territories of Fieldwork Brewing, but I've also done a lot with different breweries and creating awareness and beer marketing for the last decade or so.
You probably have to practice quite a bit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. There's a lot of heavy lifting in this job. I've got a very strong beer glass.
Wow. What an honor to have you here.
No, I love
Seriously.
Being over there. Do you guys like it?
Good. Love it.
Cool. Well, back to the program. It's such a fun beer. I want to tell you about it. Enough about me.
So now, are you going to do some pairing with beer and stuff like that? You ever think about doing something like that?
I'm in.
All right, let's do it.
Right here and now.
Looking for ideas.
We'll have, be having a pairing event this summer. Right. And so I noticed that you're not very far from the Coastal Trail.
We are super close, and we're super excited that the bridge, the Pilarcito Bridge, is now up and functioning, and it's awesome when people just skateboard over here, ride their bikes over here, walk over here. It's wonderful.
Well, you're a really centrally located restaurant for the whole of the coastside, and with the Coastal Trail, as you know, traffic is pretty difficult on Saturday and Sunday on the coast. But because you're right off the Coastal Trail, anybody can get here on a bike.
That's right. We can hop on our bikes and get to work.
And it's a healthy thing to do. And then you're really ready for that sandwich, that burger. Well, is there one last beer? I see that there's one last bottle that we haven't actually tested yet.
So this one is Simcoe Weiss. This is a Berliner Weiss, a kettle sour beer that we make, that we actually dry hop it with Simcoe hops. So it's a little sour, a little hoppy,
How many different kinds of hops are there? Or infinite number?
Oh, it's very infinite.
Got you.
I mean, there are new hops coming out all the time. A lot of them are these granddaddy hops that, you know, from England and Germany. And then you've got all these newer strains from New Zealand, Americas.
Interesting.
I mean,
I have a friend that's actually growing. I have a friend in Half Moon Bay is actually growing
People
hops
are constantly
in his
new, creating new
greenhouse
hybrids.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, Your friend could be making the new experimental hops that will be the next big craze. So this is a nice little tart beer for you.
That is tart. Completely different. I've never tasted a beer like this before. Very interesting.
Traditionally, you'd have a lot of barrel aging to create these sours, and this is a kettle sour, so we're actually adding the bacteria in the kettle and then getting it to the right pH level, killing the bacteria, and being able to jumpstart this project,
Really refreshing.
It's super refreshing. It's almost a palate cleanser.
Yes.
This is actually a really good gateway beer for a lot of people who like wine.
I see the similarity. I do.
And that's why I've never tasted anything like this. You're right. It's got almost a wine kind of aftertaste to it, doesn't
it? It's a mellow sour.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's what's nice about kettle souring is we have a lot more control instead of just... We do a lot of barrel souring as well, but that you're limited by... What's actually happening with that bacteria in the barrel for 2 years? This one, we actually completely control it. We say, okay, that's enough. Now we'll ferment. And
it's almost a little kombucha-ish.
Very much so. Very similar. Yeah.
So what would you pair a beer like this with?
That is a good question, Chukka. I think it tastes good with a lot of different things. A grilled cheese sandwich comes to mind.
Mm. Maybe something with goat cheese.
I think the chicken sandwich. Our chicken sandwich has goat cheese on it.
Our chicken sandwich would be... I think that's the perfect pairing.
What the cluck? We're getting clucked right here. Well, that was quite the adventure. What an interview. Thank you very much for joining me on this sunny day in Half Moon Bay, and hope to come back and interview again.
Thank you so much.
You.
We hope you do too.
Bye.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CoastsiderRadio.com's The Coastal Butterfly with Michelle Dragony. Look for our next podcast coming soon.